Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast this Monday morning. Here are the top stories. President Donald Trump wishes he had raised tariffs on Chinese goods even higher last week, the White House said, even as Trump signaled he did not plan to follow through with a demand that U.S. firms find ways to close operations in China. Trump raised eyebrows on the sidelines of a G7 summit when he responded in the affirmative to questions from reporters on whether he had any second thoughts about raising tariffs on Chinese goods by 5%. Reliance Industries Limited on Sunday made an offering of Rs 1.11 crore to the famous hill shrine of Lord Venkateshwara at nearby Tirumala. A representative of RIL handed over a demand draft for the amount to A.V. Dharma Reddy, special officer of Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanams that govern the cash-rich shrine. Former Finance Minister Arun Jaitley was cremated with full state honours on Sunday at Nigam Bodh Ghat in Delhi. All eminent leaders across party lines were in attendance at Jaitley's funeral ceremony amid a heavy downpour in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is away on a foreign tour, recalled his long-time association with Jaitley, saying he could not imagine that he was so far away in Bahrain when his dear friend took his last breath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a good meeting with his British counterpart Boris Johnson and they discussed ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation in areas like trade, investment, defence and education. Modi met Johnson on the sidelines of the G7 summit being held in the southwestern French city. KPMG has said that India needs a single corporate tax rate of 25% without any surcharge or cess above it. The accounting and advisory firm in a report has favoured a simple tax structure which should be adopted by the Indian government. The report titled India Redefining Its Growth Paths noted that the minimum alternate tax should be removed and dividend distribution tax needs to be superseded by the withholding tax. The government has identified commonly used hygiene products, which, according to it, should be of assured quality and accessible within the health system in sufficient numbers. The products are namely soap, sanitary napkins, adult diapers, hospital hand gloves, operation theatre gumboots, and floor disinfectants. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye.